magical, medical mysteries. Yeah. Oranges. Magical Medical Mysteries. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a instant illumination. Magical Medical Mysteries. In the National Geographic magazine, in the last issue, they had a mummy that they had uncovered. And this mummy was quite interesting. It was a young woman. They didn't figure out just yet how young, but probably in her 40s. She had perfect teeth. She had perfect bones. She had everything that was perfect about her, you know. And the cause of death, they haven't determined that. But she was perfect. And everything was about her was perfect. Now, how could a woman living that age, and whenever it was that she lived, with insufficient vitamins, minerals, all that sort of stuff, have such good teeth, such good bones, and such good overall skin? They could see the skin. And hair, excellent. She was just one remnant of that time, those maybe thousands of years ago. And very interesting. Nature perhaps provided a better rounded diet in those days for people, or perhaps people ate more fruits and vegetables and things like that, or perhaps they didn't know that anything was bad. They called everything good. Now, doctors of science will be studying this mummy and taking analogies from it and taking opinions from it and taking statements from it, saying in that time they had this type of a diet and they had this thing, and that's why her teeth were so healthy and that's why she was in such a good condition. Now, you see, why weren't there a lot of other people that left around to make an autopsy on, you know? Well, she was bundled up into some sort of a box. She was bundled up into some sort of a mummification type of thing. Perhaps she was given some sort of material in her body that kept it from decaying quickly, or in its dematerialization process, it remained in many of its forms, you know, whatever it did. But anyhow, we will always be looking for excuses on how to be more healthy. And so we will take the magical medical mysteries and we will put them into our... I love what Hippocrates, the father of medicine, said. He said to each doctor, and really their training program was not that long. They didn't have that much information to give them. But to each doctor he said, do not give any patient anything that you have not first tried yourself. Not that you haven't, that you heard about or that somebody else has told you about, but you have tried yourself. Because that's not the sure thing either. Because you may be immune to some things where someone isn't immune to them. You may be in need of certain things where other people may not be in need of it. You know, there's no universal being out there, because why is there no universal being out there, Ingeborg? Come quickly with it.
The nutrition varies from state to state, from country, from north to south.
Well, that's part of our medical magical medical mysteries that we have. Why is it? It is the mental attitude of people. Some people think I'm whole and perfect, and they are. Some mothers, they say, I can't afford to be sick. I haven't got time for it. I got my children to take care of. And they're not sick. A lot of people go through life with such a dramatic demand on themselves that they feel is so important, and they cannot give in to any bodily ailments. They might feel a tinge of, no way, get out of here, I got to take care of the kids. You know, they say that to them. And that we can say to them. We can. That's our medical, magical mysteries. magical medical mysteries that we're dealing with, we have the opportunity to speak it to ourselves. Now here, we probably mentioned this psychologist who was in Hawaii and who spoke his word as a practitioner for these criminally insane people, and pretty soon the entire ward was empty and closed forever, you know. Impossible. And one after the other. And yet, it is a proven fact. It is part of the history of that prison and part of the history of this man's record of what he's doing and teaching them. I say to a little boy, oh, my goodness, you took a good tumble there. Look at all the blood all over you. Man, you're a tiger. That doesn't bother you at all. Come here, let me squirt some water at you. Take the hose and squirt it at him. Okay, go play. And he goes out and plays. Another little kid comes in. He just got a little ding on his knee. Oh, mommy, mommy, mommy. And mommy baby coddles him and says, oh, this is so terrible. We must take you to the doctor right away. We must do this. Blood poisoning, you know, all the other things that can happen, you know. She knows them. She's read the book. She's studied the internet on them. She knows all about all the possibilities. And so she's ready to take a diagnosis, you know. Instead of the mother or father who just squirted the hose on the kid and says, there you go, go for it. Have you seen the way some soccer players play soccer? Have you ever watched soccer at all? Soccer is the most destructive sport that you could ever imagine, next to football. And then skiing, probably. They all come in together. But they are terrible. In soccer, you land on your back, you land on your face, you land on your side, and guys lift you up and throw you around in the air, and a guy will reach the ball, and you go, and you make this false move in this program of Tai Chi and so forth. And it's martial arts, that's the word, the martial arts. In the martial arts, you are taught to just move so that you're not where the punch is coming. And here, you are the punch coming, and you got all your energy into that punch to hit that ball or to do whatever you're doing in soccer, and then there's nothing there. The other guy has swept it out of the way just an instant before, and so you got all this energy and all this movement, and I mean, why you don't go down on the ground and break up all your bones and stuff like that? Because you just don't. Because once you have, you see, that's the instantaneous aspect about a soccer player. Once he doesn't follow through, and there's nothing to follow through with, the guy got away. He missed the ball, he missed his punch. They roll like a kitten, you know, or like a puppy dog. They just roll. When they go down the ground, they just roll. When they don't roll, when they feel, oh, darn, darn, why didn't I make it? You know, then they hurt themselves. But when they just go down and roll, what's next? Where is it? Where's the ball next? I hope, you know, they're so interested. They can't be hurt. They can't be hurt because they don't put their consciousness on the hurt. See, that's the magical medical mystery of the human body. We don't put our consciousness on the hurt, and we don't get it. You say, well, I didn't put my hand. Ah, come on now. I don't want to talk to anybody who says they don't. Because if you got the hurt, you put your consciousness on. If for but a second before you got, you know, you put it on there. You may have been saying, oh boy, I'm going to get hit with that bat. And sure enough, you get hit with that bat. I mean, oh boy, there comes that bat. No way. No way. I mean it. No way. You know, that snarly attitude, no way, that's not for me, you know, no way. The mother says, I can't afford to be sick, I've got to take care of these kids, no way. You understand that? Mm-hmm. This is such a powerful, magical, medical mystery that is not being applied. Now, our psychologist who sat there saying he was sorry that he allowed himself as a practitioner to see that person needing help, and now he sees, he loves him. He loves himself. If he doesn't love any person, he's never seen the case, he's never heard of it. He just has a record in front of him, and it's just a name probably. But you see, the thing is, he, as we say about the practitioners, practitioners who do not see the people or know the people who need practitioning are the most successful practitioners, because they can heal themselves first easily because they haven't got that other person's attitude in their mind. I've been so powerful on this for so many years. Do not tell us your problem. Tell us what it is that is your solution. Tell us what it is that you would like. You tell me you have a broken leg, I think you want two. Remember that, I've said that often enough. You tell me that your legs are holding perfect, wow, go for it. You know? I told you about the guy at the fire. He was in the room taking care of a little baby. He was in a wheelchair. And the house got on fire and he had to get out. There was no way for him to take the wheelchair too. He just reached over, grabbed the little baby and walked out the back door. And he was standing with the crowd watching the house burn, and someone said to him, where's your wheelchair? And he fell down. And he fell down. Now that's not a single case. These things happen quite often. Because if we could see the man standing, not in the wheelchair anymore, and we just say to ourselves, right, that is right. That is right that he doesn't need the wheelchair anymore. That is right that he is standing. That is right that he's doing these things. Wow, 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 how right. We don't say, how did it get to be right? We just say, how right. You know, we don't say, is that an illusion? We just say, no, how right, you see? So, think about those things. That's what it's all about. We have the magical medical mysteries that are all about us. And we'll be learning a lot of them in weeks to come. But think about it. Think about it. The little boy who gets all the scrapes, and dad washing off the hose, the water running through the hose, that dirty old stuff coming through this rubbery hose, and we drink it, you know, and do things like that. Healthy as bears. Healthy as bears. Before we had our special water cleansing device here, we all got along just fine. We said, this water is the greatest water in the world. This campus water is the most beautiful. But the moment we had a chance to clean up the water, that it didn't really need cleaning, we went right to it. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's going to be next? The moment you want to have something done with your body, you right away want to go to the doctor and have it done. Well, have you done your treatment work first? Have you been a practitioner? Have you brought in the other practitioners to work for you? Have you called Silent Unity, and have you called United Church of Religious Science?
Okay.
I mean, they don't know you. So they could be good practitioners, but you make sure you don't go tell them what your problem is. And, of course, the Worldwide Healing Ministry is here, too. But we know each other here, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you ready for the magical medical mysteries? You're right in the midst of them. You're living them every moment of your life, and they are who you are. You're wonderful.
Thank you.
So have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you.
I love you.